Well, hello again. Here we are at the beginning of stage 5 of our walk, near the Napoleonic Canon. This part of the walk takes us around the Victoria Pier area. So, if you could please make your way to the left-hand pavement next to Henry Vernon Court and walk towards the Humber.
On your left, you'll pass the back of the Minerva pub, and on your right, you'll see what appears to be a large detached house. Well, it used to be the home and offices of the dockmaster. The building's now been developed into apartments.
When you reach the corner of the Minerva pub, take a sort of hairpin to the left around the end of the pub to Nelson Street. Along the way on the pavement, you'll see the fish trail image of a haddock, old's favourite fish. Once you reach the entrance to the Minerva, please wait a moment. Well, you have now arrived in Nelson Street, and I think this might be my favourite part of the walk, with its fascinating variety of 19th century buildings. And remember, this is all part of that reclaimed land I mentioned earlier. The first of these 19th century buildings is on the left, and it's the Minerva pub itself. It was built in 1829 and is well worth a visit. It has lots of small, snug-type rooms, and one of them is said to be the smallest pub room in the country. It only seats 3 people. The walls are covered in really interesting photographs of Old Hull, and in this area in particular. Now on your right, you will see Hull's favourite public toilets. Built in 1930, they've won many national awards. If you could now walk between the Minerva and the toilets, you will see the entrance to Pier Street. On the corner, you will see 2 original signs. Pier Street and Nelson Street, both dating from 1813.
You should now be standing on the corner of Nelson Street and Pier Street. So please now turn right and walk down Nelson Street on the left-hand pavement, and you'll see another of our unique phone boxes. Notice the missing crowns again. Carry on walking, and you will come to Pier Station,
one of the very few British Rail ticket offices situated nowhere near any railway lines. Was the ticket office for the ferry, which from 1948 was run by British Rail. The ferry ran from the pier behind you to New Holland in Lincolnshire. The pier station has now been converted into modern apartments.
If you look up above the door of the pier station, or to the blue plaque on the left-hand side,
you'll see the date when it was built, 1880, and the initials MSL. The letters stand for Manchester, Sheffield and Lincolnshire Railway Company, who originally ran the ferry. So please now turn round and walk across Nelson Street. It's a cul-de-sac, but still watch out for traffic.
And make your way to the newly installed flood barrier ahead of you.
Oh, I think there might be a ferry leaving. We might get a glimpse of it. Come on.
All aboard now, 2 minutes, all aboard.
Oh no, we've just missed it. Never mind.
Well, actually, you missed it by quite a number of years.
The service ended and the pier station closed in 1981.
So, if you could now please look west, and you'll see the reason why.
The Humber Bridge. It opened in 1981, and at the time was the longest single-span bridge in the world, and is still thought to be the longest bridge with a purpose-built cycle path and footpath. The spans between the piers is 1,410 metres, and their height is 155 metres. If you'd like to get up close and personal with the bridge, The North End Pier is very accessible from Hesle Foreshore.
When you're ready, please turn round and walk back towards Nelson Street, and then turn right towards the statue you will see in front of you. When you reach the glass panel in the flood barrier on your right, then please wait a moment.
There have been ferries across the Humber since Roman times, or perhaps before, but they were always to the west of here, between Barton and Brough and North and South Ferriby. The first Hull ferries were not established until 1320, and as you can imagine, they must have been a pretty hazardous affair, navigating the perils of the Humber. It wasn't until 1826 that a regular New Holland to Hull ferry service was established, and the first pier wasn't built until 1847. It was then known as Corporation Pier. Its name was changed to Victoria Pier in 1854, following the visit of the Queen.
So now please look over the barrier or through the glass panel, and in front of you, you will see Oswash.
An old established ramp that was, as the name suggests, was used for washing osses. Also for loading goods directly from barges onto horses and carts. There's some excellent photographs of Oswash in action on the walls of the Minerva.
Okay, so please now turn round and you will see in front of you the statue of Sir William Delapole,
Hull's first mayor in 1332. Not Lord Mayor, you'll notice. We didn't have that honour until George V came to Hull to open King George Dock in 1914.
So if you could now please move further down behind the statue for about 10 metres or 10 yards, if that's what you prefer, and look across Nelson Street to the left-hand corner of what is Queen Street, and you will see the splendid pilot's office.
Built in 1819, which served as the headquarters of the Humber Pilot Service until 2002, when its operations were moved to Spurn Point. The building is now developed into apartments. The pilot service is essential for the Humber. It's for guiding ships through what is a very treacherous stretch of water.
So, if you could now please look to your right, and you will see ahead of you the artwork of a human figure on a tall plinth overlooking the Humber. This is known as Voyage, and was presented to the city by the people of Iceland in recognition of the long-established relationship between the island and Hull. So, if you would please pause the guide at this point, take an admiring look at our first mayor, and then make your way to the foot of the Icelandic statue, either by the steps or the ramp, and when you get there, please restart the guide.
I hope you will agree you get great views of the Humber from here. It's about a mile wide at this point, and it drains over a fifth of England. If you look east, the first thing you see on the east bank of the mouth of the River Hull is the Deep, Hull's Millennium Visitors Attraction. In there are sharks, huge stingrays, and more recently penguins. Mind you, they're not all in the same tank. Now further east, about a mile beyond the Deep, is the one-time Alexander Dock, now the centre of Hull's Green Port area. It produces some of the largest wind turbines in the world, all destined for the North Sea. Now look further east, you should be able to see one of the huge ferries that runs passengers and freight on a daily service between Hull and Rotterdam. They may not look big from here, but let me assure you they really are. Beyond the ferry terminal, you will see BP Chemical Works, and beyond that, over 20 miles away, the North Sea.
So, off we go. So, while facing the River Hull, look to your left, and you will see an open gate in the flood barrier. Well, I hope it's open. If not, we can be expecting floods. So, if you can walk through the gate, then take the walkway along the edge of the River Hull. As you walk, on your left, you will see Warehouse 47 from the mid-1800s. And also on the left is Hull's Open Air Theatre, set in a one-time dry dock used for repairing ships. I'll ask Tom Hall to accompany you as you make your way along the walkway. You may well recognise the tune.
Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, you rolling river. Oh, River Hull, I long to see you. Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Humber shore. Your busy wharves and sidewalks call, away, you rolling river. Your streets and taverns and friends with all, away, I'm bound to go, across the wide Humber shore. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, you rolling river. 'Tis 7 long years since last I've seen you. Away, I'm bound away, across the wide Humber shore.
Thank you, Tom.
Now, on your right, you will see a footbridge over the River Hull. So if you're considering visiting the Deep, then this could be an ideal opportunity, as the bridge gives direct access to the grounds of the Deep. Now, next, on your right, bridging the River Hull, is the tidal flood barrier,
which protects Hull from extreme high tides from the Humber. It's not exactly historic, but very important nonetheless. It's been operational since 1980 and has had a major impact on reducing tidal flooding from the Humber up the River Hull. Unfortunately, it didn't manage to prevent the July 2007 floods of Hull and the East Riding. 35,000 people were affected and 10,000 homes had to be evacuated. The floods came mainly from the walls, and the rivers and drainage systems simply couldn't cope.
Well, everything seems to be sorted now, and with flood prevention systems in place, hopefully it won't happen again. So, please keep on walking until you reach what is Humber Street.
You should now have arrived in Humber Street. So please now turn right and walk down Humber Street, past the tidal surge barrier, and then a wide row of steps and a vehicle access ramp, until you reach a pedestrian ramp on your right. Walk up the ramp and towards a large ship's anchor. Turn right around the anchor until you reach the railings of the River Hull. Take it away, Tom.
1861, on a virtue 18th day, we hoisted our colours to the top of the mast, and for Greenland, for away we've gone, and for Greenland, for away. The captain stood on the quarter deck, the ice was in.
Oh, thanks, Tom. You should now be overlooking the railings of the River Hull, and in front of you, you should see a sculpture of two Inuit heads, with the inscription below reading True Love. On the railings to your left is a plaque which explains the sad story of the two 19th century immigrants who made their way to Hull. If you wish to find out a bit more about the Inuit teenagers and read the plaque on your left, then please pause the guide at this point. So here we go on the last leg of stage 5 of our walk. So please turn round and make your way back down the ramp, around the anchor, until you reach Humber Street again, and wait a moment. Across the street, you will see Blackfriargate. This area used to be the site of an Augustinian monastery, founded in 1303. Its friars wore black robes. Hence the name of the street, Blackfriargate. You'll hear more about these friars at the beginning of stage 6 of our walk. So, if you would please pause the guide at this point and cross over Humber Street, watch out for traffic coming from both directions, and make your way up Blackfriargate until you reach the street ahead of you, which is Queen Street. Once there, turn right
and walk to the end until you reach Castle Street A63 and the light control crossing.
Once it's safe to do so, then please cross over Castle Street, go to the right-hand pavement, and walk to the gold-coloured statue of William III, which will be in Market Place. This is the end of Stage 5, and Stage 6 begins next to the golden statue. So, once you're ready to go again, then press Stage 6, Market Place of the High Street, on your handset. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this stage of the walk, and if you'd like to let us know what you think about it or any other part of our website, then please go to TripAdvisor and type in Hull Heritage Walk and go from there. Thank you.